It was the incident that electrified the world. In August 2015, three American tourists on a high-speed train bound for Paris took down a terrorist armed with an assault rifle, a gun, a knife, and well over 200 rounds of ammunition. The young men, Anthony Sadler, Alex Garlatos, and Spencer Stone, along with Briton Christopher Norman, who also helped in the takedown, were later given France's highest decoration, the Legion of Honor, by President Hollande.
Monsieur Alexander Garlatos. Au nom de la République française, je vous fais chevalier de la Légion d'honneur.
Now their story is told in the new film, The 1517 to Paris, directed by no less than Clint Eastwood. And we see what happened before the attack. We watch as the gunman makes his way through the train. Other passengers try to stop him. One gets shot. Then he bursts into the car with the three young men. And it really is the three young men. They play themselves. Spencer Stone charging down the thin aisle of the moving train car to the gunman, pointing an assault rifle right at him.
Spencer, go!
And the gun jams. The 1517 to Paris opens in theaters tomorrow. And joining us from NPR New York today, the three stars. Anthony Sadler, you there?
I'm here.
Alex Garlatos?
I'm here.
And Spencer Stone?
Here.
Welcome to you all. What are you thinking now that it's on the big screen? Spencer, start with you.
Man, it is just crazy. I mean, the movie, when it first came about, was crazy enough. But then for us to be offered to play ourselves by Clint Eastwood was something that we never even thought was in the realm of possibility.
No.
And to, just be a little over 2 years past the attack is just a crazy feeling. I don't feel like sometimes we can wrap our heads around it.
Well, I can't imagine. I can't imagine. It's not even enough time just for the trauma of that day. But let's just go back a little further, as the film does, because it reminds us that you were childhood friends and got in a lot of trouble. And Anthony, no offense, but I feel you were the ringleader.
To a certain extent, I guess you can say that. We weren't really doing anything that 12-year-old boys weren't commonly doing. So the film kind of portrays us as that, and we did get into some trouble, but nothing too major. We just 12-year-old boys doing regular things.
You mean like toilet papering a house kind of thing?
Yeah.
TP, doorbell ditching, things like that.
Nothing too crazy.
But talk a little bit more about that. I mean, I want to know how much is true. At least it seems Alec and Spencer, the children of single moms, schools that you went to, were assigning a lot of the blame for your, rambunctiousness on your moms. Did that really happen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The school we went to was a school that liked to get a little overly involved in people's personal lives, and But that's what prompted us to move on and get out of there.
Well, and how about the fascination with war? And you played, out in the woods and the leaves and everything, war, you're dead. But then also had a teacher who encouraged your interest in past battles.
Honestly, he was just probably the person we latched onto just because he, I think, saw a little bit of potential in us that nobody else saw, maybe.
Yeah. And I mean, we all bonded kind of a mutual hate for the school we were going to. And his classroom was more of a safe haven because we didn't feel like we were at the school we were in when we were in his classroom.
Yeah. Throughout the film, there seems to be an inevitability. It's like you're all on this path that's going to meet on this train. Does it feel that way for you, Anthony? Different paths, but all on one that would merge.
Yeah, most definitely. It's kind of been the story of our relationship in general. We all went to our different paths in life. I was in college, and these two decided to join the military. So, I mean, that's just the nature of our story, and I think it just represents, the journey that life has us on. You don't necessarily always get to do it with best friends, but our lives up until then were leading up to that moment for sure.
Yeah. Let's listen to a scene where, we hear a little foreshadowing of that. You're on this trip through Europe, a great adventure that friends having a reunion have, and the decision to go from Amsterdam to Paris was one you kept rethinking. And you get philosophical about it. Let's listen.
No. You should have heard this guy. He was talking about how life is catapulting him towards something like some greater purpose or something like that.
Spencer said that.
I know. Right.
You still think that?
I mean, I guess, but nothing's actually stopping us. If we weren't meant to be on the train tomorrow, something would physically stop us. An object in motion stays in motion unless acted upon by a greater force.
Okay, Isaac Newton.
Did you really have that conversation, Spencer, before you got on that train?
Not in those exact words, okay. But along those lines, yes. I mean, every conversation in the movie is based off conversations that we've had.
It just didn't sound quite that philosophical.
Yes, I wasn't that elegant with my words at the time.
But essentially we're saying, if I got this right, look, let's get on the train, because if we're not meant to get on the train, something will prevent us from it. So let's just roll with it.
Exactly. You know, we just kind of felt like we were going in the direction that we naturally were supposed to. And we said, hey, let's just plan on leaving. And if something comes up, then, hey, we'll stay.
Alec, talk about the moment you're on the train. We see the gunman doing his preparations, going into the bathroom on the train. We see what's coming. What was that like for you to see that thing you didn't know was happening while you're sitting there with your earbuds in, on this train ride?
Well, it's nice just because a lot of stuff happened before we got involved. And it kind of helps to give the other passengers like Mark McGallion and Damien credit for what they did, because if they didn't do what they did, we probably wouldn't have been able to survive and do what we did. I mean, everything kind of played out that way for a certain reason.
Okay, you just mentioned something, and we've been wondering. There are other passengers on the train. Some get shot. Are they the real people?
Yes, there's Mark McGallion plays himself. His wife plays herself. Chris Norman plays himself. Some of the train employees play themselves as well. Some of the EMT crews and police that come on board, they all play themselves. It was just kind of a surreal experience doing it all again with the same people, especially. The only person that didn't really was the terrorist.
Yeah. Spencer, you're the one who charges the terrorist. Thank God the gun jams initially.
Mm-hmm.
But then, oh, look, he's got a knife. You were horribly slashed, and there is that scene where the three of you now are, you're holding him down, and the three of you are trying to keep him down. Wasn't that a little bit stomach-churning?
In the time, on the day of the actual attack, not really, to be honest, because the amount of adrenaline that's rushing through you numbs a lot of your senses. Mm-hmm. Looking at it on the screen is obviously like a whoa, we can't believe we did that or like this happened to us. But in the moment, you're not really thinking about much other than just trying to survive.
Well, I was thinking too, having seen, you as a child and in the Air Force, when there was a drill, everybody was supposed to stay in their seat. No, you run to the door. The reflexes that got you in trouble a lot were the
ended
ones.
Ended up being the things that saved us.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
One last thought about that sort of Spencer, the kid, and then the cadet who kind of screwed up maybe a little bit, but it was sometimes in the way of jumping out to defend or to make a statement or to whatever. I have to remind people that after this was all over later, you were involved in an altercation in the States outside a nightclub defending a female friend, and you were stabbed again, this time life-threatening injuries. So we have to ask, is there something about you, Spencer Stone, that's just always going to be ready to defend?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to take no crap. But, I mean, at the end of the day, even on the train in real life, I don't think me, Alec, or Anthony would have been able to live with ourselves if we went in the other direction. Maybe even say we jumped off the train somehow and survived. We would have found out later hundreds of people were dead and we had a moment to do something and we passed it up. I don't think that's something we could have lived with for the rest of our lives. And same goes as on the street in Sacramento. If I would have just stood there and let the girl I was with get stabbed to death, then I don't know what I'd do with myself. So I would kind of rather just take that road than
unfortunately,
any other
he didn't have backup.
Yes. Yeah.
You now have to travel in groups of three, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. You should see our posse these days. We roll deep.
Well, and Alec, it's one thing to have this happen in real life. Was it hard to recreate the person that could react in a moment? Was it hard to act that?
Yes and no. I mean, it was definitely strange. And, of course, not being actors probably was a little bit tougher than normal. But at the same time, doing it again with Mr. Eastwood, he took such lengths and effort to make sure everything was exactly the same the day of, that it made it really easy for us to kind of get back in that mindset that we were on the day of the train. Because, I mean, we were wearing the same clothes. It was the same train. We had some of the same passengers. So it was very easy for us to feel the same emotions and do the same things that we did that day.
Yeah. Anthony, you guys were celebrated. Now here you're up on the screen. How do you feel about how people look at you now?
It's an extremely humbling experience having people receive us so well and what we did. And we don't take that lightly, and it's something that we add to our memories, and we're extremely grateful for it.
Spencer, is it also this? Is this movie also about encouraging others? Are you saying, you know, we did this, you can do this?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's kind of the moral of our story, is that we're just three ordinary guys that were put into a crazy situation. And I think it proves that anyone is capable of the extraordinary. But at the same token, I'm not saying that you should run into a man with a loaded AK-47. You know, every situation is different. But you can always do something. You can call the cops. You can rush people away, or, you know, even just the smallest thing. As long as you're doing something to contribute, I think the world would be a better place.
That's Spencer Stone, Anthony Sadler, Alex Garlatos. They star in a recreation of What They Did, taking down a terrorist on the 1517 to Paris. That's the name of the new film. Thank you all for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.